Yes.
We were thinking of, I have proposed this year that we would like to print.
Let's do it.
To print the books written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, special edition to give to the universities all over the world. We have facility to distribute to practically every...
So you have to translate from Bengali into English.
They have written...
No, there are some English books. Brahma Sangita.
Brahma Sangita.
English. The Bhagavat.
Brahma Sangita translated by whom?
That Gaudiya Math publication.
By whom is that translated?
It says, commentary by Jiva Goswami, translated by...
Original English work is Life and the Precepts of Mahaprabhu and another Bhagavat speech.
Yes.
These two booklets of his own writing. Prabhupada has got
Vedantics
on morphology and ontology, then relative worlds, then relative worlds.
Harmonist
Patrika Chilo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, published, written by Professor Samnel during Prabhupada's time. And Rai Ramananda or something like that.
Rai Ramananda. But the Brahma Sangita, who translated that?
Who translated, I don't know. Maybe by Tirth Maharaj or Professor Samnel, I don't
Not
remember.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta?
No.
That is not an original English work. That is not original?
It not says original. On, it says he is the translator.
Bhakti Siddhanta.
Prabhupada did not translate Brahma Sangita. Brahma Sangita translated not by Swami Maharaj.
We should bring the Gaudiya Math edition and because it says that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta translated it.
Gaudiya Math ki je edition ta beri chhe bachcha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati ko Swami translation chhe ta
kintu amra to jani ni we do not know it
I mean we'll have to look into it
but if they see
Prabhupada
I,
said
I can
to us
say
that he did
this time
did he say that he translated it or that we should publish it
if I get the, get it I can say whether it is Prabhupada's English or not.
We should bring it because
we'll just have to do that.
Prabhupada told him.
But it may be by Sanyan, Professor Sanyan, it might have been.
He said we can't change one comma because this is Guru Maharaj.
I know, but that's still not something done by a disciple and approved by him. So we have to bring the book.
We.
We die. Good holy word.
So we want to distribute these books to all the universities in
good
all
idea.
Foreign countries.
Good idea. Very good idea.
The professors, they are not so familiar with the writings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Bhakti Vinod, so they are missing a treasure.
Of course. That should be the... the right statement of the disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada told us that if people simply take the books written by the great acharyas, and at the very least, they'll get a next human birth.
Due to their ignorance, people do not know. I can't understand, oh, it is not possible, but then to give any recognition to the holy books of so high level. It comes only, the movement is downwards. All the devotees, by the dint of their devotion, they can take it outside. And of course there is a sanction, grand sanction of Mahaprabhu. Wherever you meet, you talk of Krishna. Yare dekho tari kaho Krishna bodhis. Amar ajnaye hue, I am delegating power, I am empowering you. Wherever you meet, talk of Krishna, the best friend of all the souls, the best friend. God is friendly. God is guardian, God is friendly, God is everything, the facsimile, supplementary. What is wanting in us, that too is to be found in Him. Only by obtaining Him we can be complete, otherwise we are incomplete. So help all. Only when He will get a little real touch, they will come forward. Like a hungry man. Come forward. Nati vidushat gatihi Vishnu durashaya ji bhutatmanino. Prahlad Maharaj said, Nati vidushat. Those only are making much of the cover, who does not know that his inner satisfaction is depends on the very inner substance of things, not the outer coating. Outer coating cannot satisfy him, but is captured by the glamour of the external side and does not desire to enter within the things. The valuable thing is covered by mic layer, illusory layer. Arias. Sartagati Vishnu Durasayaji Bhidarthaman. Making much of the external glamour. And don't try to dive deep into the internal portion of what is seen on the surface. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari.
You should ask the questions.
This year, you may know that we experienced some disturbance about the position of our new initiating gurus. Oh, I had some questions about the position of our gurus, because Prabhupada named me also as one of the devotees who would begin initiating. So I have felt a little disturbed that the position of the gurus was raised above all of our godbrothers because of too much worship. And this was very disturbing to me. That every day our gurus, they're receiving very opulent worship. We all have seats which are in every temple. And it seems to me that many of my godbrothers, they are equal or even greater. They can give Prabhupada's teachings just as well as anyone. but they are not named as gurus, so there seems too much difference between them and the gurus. So this has been a big disturbance to me.
That is a very serious question. Any person je jara azad jo hoyechen tader moddhe onekei boddho barabari korchen roj roj tader pujo mandire amuktomo acho baire amon sob prabhupader shishyer moddhe ache je jara hoyto tader cheo more qualified kintu tara neglected hocche ar eder khub beshi barabari kore nijeder pujor byabostha korche. Very much can ask him, making much of their position of the acharya, that are misusing the position according to him. But that is a very serious question, and on that point I have discussed, I have given my opinion many, I gave my opinion many times. A system, in brief, a system should be created or arranged for the proper adjustment. Of course, it is necessary that guru will be give a special position to the disciple. For the disciple, it is necessary. Madguru is the Jagat Guru. He is the supreme most, at least in a particular way. In a particular way, he is the best. Jar jai rash jai hai sarbhutam. Relative position. From the relative standpoint, the disciple will see his guru to be the best. And there he will think that Lord has delegated him to come to me and to deliver me from the clutches of Maya. Have some particular affinity there. And there are many acharyas, and what should be the behavior, the conduct of the disciples of different acharyas? How? And what should be the behavior of conduct towards the non-acharya, god brothers of the acharya? That should be evolved. If it is, direction is not given by Swami Maharaj, there might be some sense, some signs, some hints. But if it is not found there, then we shall have to evolve some rules and regulations for it, proper adjustment, so that the mission may not suffer from the indifference or negligence or abhorrence of the non-ajarjo disciples of Swami Maharaj. As you say, there are more qualified disciple outside the Acharya board or DBC. It is not impossible. Not impossible. So we should sit together and try to evolve that valuable persons that came to serve Swami Maharaj with all their energy and sincerity, they will go away. It is very regrettable. We should try to save the mission from that great disaster. Here there are so many stalwarts. They are going away, being indifferent, and going underground to the unknown quarter, or depressed because they do not see Fairfield. So these things should not be set aside, but it must be taken in, and they should be discussed. Some salient points you should prepare at a table. That these are the disadvantages, inconveniences, rather the disease entered into ISKCON, and how to treat them. This is our common cause. We are all interested in ISKCON. We are members. We have given our life, dedicated our life for this mission. We are interested, and we don't like that our godbrothers will go astray, dissatisfied with the management. So try our best, how we can evolve some rulings or some sort of laws, rules, which should guide us all, accommodate us all. At the same time, it will push the cause of the mission of ISKCON, a dynamic as well as accommodative, comprehensive and dynamic mission we want to have. We have a great field ahead. We must go to the length and the breadth of this world with the banner of our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, and combined effort is necessary for that. Nothing we like to lose. We collect all our energy, money, men, and we must go on with the banner of our Prabhupada. But there's unity and the fairness in the field that is necessary, which will strengthen the heart of all the members of ISKCON. In this way, you may put into the DBC's meeting there's such an accommodating and dynamic program. We want to have, we like to have.
When this, Prabhupada...
And without doing that, we won't allow you to dissolve your meeting. They will come to such conclusion and give us such a program. Such a program. Otherwise, you won't allow you to go away from this. You must do it. Provide to feed all the members of the, how all can feed, have food, proper food. Everyone must have proper food to work on. Evolve such a program. And give us. If you are efficient enough, if you consider yourself to be the efficient, then give us this thing that we can march on with the flag, with our head erect. For we shall go to capture new and the old already going back. They are driven, they are being driven, and we are going. The old, the important members that got grace of our Guru Maharaj, they have been discouraged and indifferent. And we are going to recruit new persons. Is it not a fuss? এসব শুনলে পরে আমার উপর চেতে যাবে সব এতটা স্ট্রংলি বলতে পারে. But as a friend of your Guru Maharaj, I feel in my heart So I say, this worldwide grand commission, that will thrive like anything. It will touch the heaven and cover the world from and other planets also. And what is this? That old persons, they are going back. There may be a few exceptions, but generally people who came with a good and a sincere heart, and they are feeling discouragement, some encouraging program must be, we want to have. So let us evolve. Not a formal meeting for 2 days, 3 days, meeting to satisfy the real necessity of the day. That is a living committee we want, a living meeting we want, not a formal meeting. After 1 year, a formal meeting, and some resolutions passed, and everyone is gone to his own field, and they are doing as he likes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Go with Holy Food.
When Prabhupada was here,
I am caught. I am caught in your camera. What I say? But I say in a feeling, I love him, I love Mahaprabhu. I love my Guru Maharaj, I love Mahaprabhu. And I want to see that the whole Pasiviti Asiyata Nagaradi Gram Sabbatta Pajar Hoive Mornam. And that is going to be fulfilled. And on that full progress, the step taken by Swami Maharaj, that is wonderful, rather astounding to me. So we are all Asavadi, means ki? Asavadi, kya ke baare?
Optimistic.
We are optimistic.
So, preaching is going on bigger than when Prabhupada was here.
Yes.
More books are being sold now than ever before. We have more temples, more devotees.
But you hear from some quarters that some, to make money, some awkward things are being sold also.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Here, there. Is it true? I don't know.
Yes, sometimes to get money to print books.
Print books, and print books to tempt the people with some naked or such awkward pictures that are being sold.
No.
Only to make money.
No, not such an awkward thing.
I heard
sometimes
from somebody
they sell cinema songs.
That is also being done.
No.
The Swami Maharaj, he only by speaking to the people, he captured them. But now these fellows, they have taken to this sort of occupation.
No.
They're selling awkward things, making money, and doing whatever they like.
I don't think that is accurate.
I wish that that may be false.
But there is some.
I'd be happy if it is false.
They sometimes have sold record albums with cinema songs, radio songs, which are not Krishna conscious, just like some business to get money. And the money is then used to print books.
And money is being used for printing books.
Money comes from what door?
Sometimes selling recording albums, phonographic albums.
Some cinema songs.
Radio music. Just like a business.
So through some other business, you get money, and you buy the money, you try to serve your publication department. that if that sort of business draws your the credit of the mission down, just as we are told that the one Jogoda from India, about 40 years back or more, he went to America and he began to teach yoga system, especially to the ladies. And there was many scandalous stories about that. And the America lost its faith in that man. It was, this hint was given by Rabindranath in the paper I saw 50 years back. The Jogoda one, yogi. There's Hatha Yogi, this mudra. So many mudra.
Yes.
He wanted to teach the ladies, and the scandals came from there. And bad name for the Indian sadhus he acquired and came back. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes they sell candles, and sometimes they sell...
It may not be candles.
Oil paintings.
Because it is very difficult, because we are going to preach the pastimes of Krishna, which is very similar to the last, which is called last in this area. Very similar, and but the opposite. Very similar to the licentious society. That Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan, very similar to the licentious and debauch. But it is just the opposite. We have to prove that with all our strength, all the strength of our mouth, that it is not same, it is just the opposite. How it is opposite? Sumeru and the Kumeru, North Pole and South Pole. The two opposite poles. Kamandhatama, it is the deepest darkness here, sensual pleasure. And the, to please the senses of Krishna, that is the highest attainment of the jiva soul. A very difficult task. It is not so easy a thing to impress the people who have impartial judgment. A very difficult task. So we must be cautious about that.
He wants to push a question to the Lotus Feet of Pure.
Okay. Oh, you have got more questions?
I had another question.
Yes.
When Prabhupada was here, we had a certain standard that we were his disciples, and every day we would offer Guru Puja to him, and we would chant his name in the kirtan. So he allowed us to do that. So now, the suggestion has been made that this should also be adopted by the new gurus. So my feeling is that the new gurus, they are not so great as Prabhupada. So they do not have to adopt the same standard of daily guru puja. That is my feeling. So this is a problem. What should be our standard?
You are sincere. Such feeling is laudable. But at the same time, the Shastra does not say what you say strictly, because that will come as new recruitment, their faith should be encouraged. Their faith, you must encourage to increase their faith. And if you limit the faith is already wanting. We cannot put faith in anything in the world. And again, if you discourage that, you will try to collect maximum faith of the disciples towards Guru. And at the same time, you have to look out that the guru, he, the acharya, he also behaves well. It is of course a difficult task, not a mere business, but there should be life. As a living thing, a sincere living attempt there should be with the transaction request to draw maximum faith from the disciple that guru is almost perfect. Acharyam mam vijaniya, not a small mantra for small guru. Lower type of mantra to worship lower guru. This is not permission like this in the Shastra. The same mantra, the same look out night, the same
outlook.
According to Shastra, we must try to have, and especially we save those young new recruits, their faith should not be bruised under leg. As much as possible, they should be drawn out from the cave of their heart, maximum respect towards Guru and Vaishnava as well, not only Guru. And they will come to know the real acquaintance of the plane of Vaishnavata. They will not only revere Gurudev, his own Acharya, at the same time he will have reverence for other God brothers, other Vaishnavas also. And they will also must have regard for them, their God brothers. We are of a special cadre, not ordinary human beings that has already taken this matter be-all and end-all of life. But we have got such an ambitious program, an ambitious prospect. We are going to the infinite blissfulness. We are proud of our status and of our life. And we shall see like so many gods that are moving within the ISKCON. They have got a special life. They are not men of this ordinary world. Though they are working in this on the earth, but still they are working on some atmosphere. Really their soul is working in another atmosphere, a pure atmosphere, a divine atmosphere. This sort of outlook the newcomers, the new members must have within their heart. Then it will be a living one. One of our God brothers, he told, he was a disciple, he was Grihastha. At that time, a good disciple he got. Then he took sannyas and told that this disciple has given me sannyas. I was Grihastha, and this young man, he left his wife and has come to serve me whole time, and I am a Grihastha. This impression, this impressed me. This knowledge impressed me to take sannyas, to become sannyasi. My disciple has given the danda to me, the sannyasa desh. He always, he's being a young man, he has come to serve the Guru whole time, and still I am Grihastha. Though he was in good condition of Vaishnavism, still he says like that. So disciples will help the Guru to keep up his dignity. They regard so much, they regard me so much, how I can go down? How can I can do this thing, that thing, what in their consideration I will be in degraded position? So it is a help to keep up the Acharya in his own temper. And other Vaishnavas, God brothers, they will also help them to keep their high temper. Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj,
yes.
So, just so you know, what are the details? So this means in ISKCON temple that every day the disciples, they must offer arati to the Guru. So
I heard that, but this seems too much to me. In our time, I did not have any conception of such.
You should repeat.
See, Prabhupada allowed us to do that.
See, this is the point.
Whenever the Guru comes from outside in the mat, the all disciples will come flock there and have arati and puja. This sort of fashion we did not know previously.
Yes.
We did with Prabhupada every day.
Only formal arati and all these things, will that encourage everything? The devotion from the heart.
We wanted to do that for Prabhupada. We wanted to give that arati to Prabhupada.
Prabhupada established that sort of...
He led us.
That sort of, whenever he comes in a new place, in whatever day, suppose after a week he comes to a particular place.
Yes.
And then the arati arrangement and the Pushpanjali, all these functions took place.
Every day.
Prabhupada.
Yes.
See, and all the temples.
Disciples were very enthusiastic.
No. What did your Prabhupada do?
He let us do it.
See,
he did it.
He let us.
This is what Maharaj, the point is, I want to say it like this, that Prabhupada, he showed one thing. We did something else. And he accepted what we did. For example, when he led kirtan, when he would sing kirtan, he would sing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Panchatattva Mahamantra. Then he would sing Hare Krishna Mantra. He would not chant Jaya Prabhupada. He would not chant Jaya anything but Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna. Now, in 1974, when we came to your mat, our men came here, Babaji Maharaj was singing Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam, this song of yours. And at the end, he started singing Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. So our men, they liked that. So we started doing that at all of our temples in every kirtan, every single kirtan.
Every day.
Every day. So then when Prabhupada would come to the temple, we would also sing that for him. Now, we until 1974, things were not established this way. So that was in 1974. And our Prabhupada, he sang many times Sri Guru Vastakam. He always taught us this song, Guru Vastakam. Every day we sang it, Mangal Arati. And he sang it many times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1974, our men...
The question is, when you did show your best honor to your Prabhupada, you all enjoyed.
Yes.
And no setback in your heart.
No, we like it.
But when you say another group of disciples, he is showing so much honor to his own guru, then you are jealous of that. Is it impartial judgment? Rather, you should think that he is giving his heartfelt honor to his guru. He sees there the descent of the master in the heart of his guru, and he is trying to give his best honor to him. That will encourage you to give your best honor to your guru.
Right.
That's standard. In this way, it will be taught in the mission.
Here's the point.
This sort of toleration, at the same time, encouragement. He is loving his guru. He is honoring his guru. That will excite me to honor my guru. The nation's laws and rules will be set in this way. Then it will be helpful to all. And not only that, at the same time, he will honor his god-brother of guru. They also deserve a sort of honor. And that should also be maintained if we stay within an association. All these things should be promoted. At the same time, another, the spirit of toleration, that we are worshippers of Krishna. He is the son of Yashoda. Yashoda is whipping her. He is whipping him. Still, Krishna is the highest entity. This sort of toleration spirit also should be maintained there. It will be regularly taught to the disciples. The question of sincere heart-to-heart behavior, conduct.
Now, Maharaj, one point. In Los Angeles, as an example, we have disciples of five or six gurus. Now, every disciple will want that his guru's name, if we are going to chant one name, then every disciple will want that his guru's name be chanted.
You see, in Madras, the guru parampara, here we begin from guru and then param guru, paratpara guru, in this way up to Krishna.
Yes.
From beginning from guru, go to the highest Lord, Krishna. And in Madras, they come down. First Krishna and then gradually other gurus, and in the last they give the joy of their own guru.
In where? This way, in Madras? They mean,
in Madras side, Ramanuj Sampradaya.
Oh, in Ramanuj.
They have accepted this sort of passion. Come from up to down, and when the last guru, everyone gives joy to his own guru. So many disciples of so many different groups. But in the beginning, they are coming all chorus joy, and then lastly, when they give guru to their own guru, then they utter the name of their own guru and joy and finish it. The passion is there.
But Maharaj.
And here also, if in a body we are to do, just start joy, then perhaps. Not very loudly, we shall begin from our Gurudev. And then when come to Prabhupada, then it is a concerted, a giant joy. And this way that may go up. Otherwise,
voice.
One should begin with his own Guru. It is Shastra.
He should begin with his own Guru.
Begin with his own Guru. He has got the spiritual birth from here. All his obligation concentrated there, so he must take his name. But there are so many disciples sections, they would speak little, not loudly, moderate way, and then from the next time he would join together to give the joy.
I understand. I'm talking now of kirtan.
And those that are not disciples of the present gurus, they may keep silence. And when Prabhupada's joy begins, you will join. It may be minimized in that way, harmonized.
I had another question.
Something.
But I am also talking, I understand that. That's Jai Premadani, Jai Om Vishnupad. But in kirtan, everyone will want that his guru's pranam mantra is sung, his guru's name is sung. So the whole kirtan becomes pranams and names, and where is the Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna? So I was suggesting that just like if you chant Guru Vastakam, everyone is thinking his guru, Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So in the end of the song, whatever name you chant may not accommodate all. But if you chant Jai Gurudev, then everyone is thinking Gurudev.
Yes.
And after that, because Prabhupada, you have told us, he is Shaktivesh Avatar, he is special position, then after Jaya Gurudev, we can chant Jaya Prabhupada.
Yes,
then
everyone shall go that side.
He wants
these
to go in the other
direction. Him. I shall go.
Tired.
Until I am tired.
I am
exhausted.
Yes. Tired or exhausted.
Until I am tired or until I am exhausted.
I had one question.